The following recording is from the previous cycle.
Today's daf is Nozer Daf Samach Aleph, and we are on the top of Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, three lines from the top. Shetiglachas Hanega V'chulu. So the Mishnah discussed a Nozer that had a suffix whether he was Tomei Tumas Meis in a way that if he was Tomei Tumas Meis, he would have to wait 7 days, bring the karbonis of Tumah, do a tiglachas, and start his nazirus all over again. He also had a suffix that he might be a mitzayra muchlet, he might be a mitzayra vadai, in which case he has to interrupt his nazirus, he has to deal with the fact that he's a mitzayra, which involves 7 days, tiglachas times two, only then can he resume his nazirus. So he has a suffix. It could be he's not a mitzayra, he's not a nazatar, he's just a regular nazatar. It could be he's not a mitzayra, but he's a Nazir Tomei. It could be he's a Mitzayra and a Nazir Tomei. Or he's a Mitzayra and not a Nazir Tomei. So the only thing we know for sure is that he's a Nazir Tar. We have a suffix that he might be a Nazir Tomei. He might also be a Mitzayra. So the Mishnah said that in order for this Nazir to cross his T's and dot his I's, he would have to do 4 Tiglachios, and it would have to count 120 days. The Mishnah said that when we say he has to count 120 days, the Gemara said it's only with a Stam Nazir, that's a Nazirus Moetis. If it was a Nazirus Meruba, then he would have to count whatever his Nazirus was times 4. So for example, if he was a Nazir for a year, then he would have to wait 4 years until he's able to resume the activities that someone that's not a Nazir is allowed to do. So yesterday's daf, we had the complicated Cheshbonis of exactly how this works. So today we have the last piece of Gemara, which thankfully is a lot lighter. It says the Gemara, so the Mishnah says that he has to do 4 tiglachios. Why 4? 2 for being a Metzora, 1 for being a Nazir Tomei, and 1 for being a Nazir Tar. So all 4, the Kama Mishum Mitzvah, are they all Mishum Mitzvah? Oy Mishum Mivurei Seir. And the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara, Rami Bar Chama knew that the 2 tiglachios that the Metzora does is Mishum Mitzvah. Esi Dechalois Esei is one of the sugyas that come into the Tiglachas of the Mitzvah. Certainly it's a mitzvah. Rami Bar Chama also knew that the Tiglachas that every Nazir Tahir does when he completes his Nazirus is also a mitzvah. His Shaila was the Tiglachas that the Nazir Tomei does. Is that Mishum Mitzvah or is that Mishum Ivurei Seir? Could be it's not a mitzvah's Tiglachas, but the reason that he has to cut his hair is because when he's going to do the mitzvah Tiglachas, when he finishes his Nazirus, he has to be Megaleach here that grew while he was tar. And being that he was Tomei for a certain period of time, he has to get rid of that here so that later when he does his Teglach HaShal Mitzvah, he won't be removing here that group of Tomei. And that's the only reason, perhaps, Rami Bar Chama said, he has to ever do a Teglachas to Tomei. The Teglachas to Tomei could be, Rami Bar Chama said, is not a mitzvah, but rather, it's simply so that we can get rid of that here, so that when he does his Teglach HaShal Mitzvah, which is the Teglachas that a Nazir Tahir does when he completes his Naziris, then it'll be a mitzvah. So, or no, maybe it is a mitzvah. That was Rami Bar Chama's Shaila. So although from reading the Gemara, it sounds like Rami Bar Chama was sure with regards to all 4 Teglachias, for that you have to look in the Rishonim, that's not his Shiloh. He knew that 3 out of the 4 was Mishum Mitzvah. His Shiloh was that the Teglachas that every Nazir Tomei does, is it Mishum Mitzvah or is it simply Mishum Evurei Seir? And really, there was no reason for Rami Bar Chama necessarily to ask the Shiloh on this Mishnah. It's a very general Shiloh, the Teglachas that every Nazir Tomei has to do. Is it a Mitzvah or is it Mishum Evurei Seir? The reason he posed the question on this Mishnah is because he has a Raya from this Mishnah. So the Shaila is really not related to this Mishnah more so than a general fundamental Shaila that underpins the entire Masechta. However, his Raya is from here, and that's why it's mentioned here. Says the Gemara, L'may nafkimina, what's the nafkimina l'halacha Rami Bar Chama Shaila? La'avure ben Asha, can he remove his hair in a way other than using a tar, a razor? I'm a mishum mitzvah. If it's a mitzvah's tiglachas, just like the tiglachas, the tahira, etc., la'avure ben Asha, and he wouldn't be able to use anything other than a razor. Just like mitzvah's tiglachas of a mitzvah, and the mitzvah's tiglachas of a nazir tar has to be done with a razor, so too the tiglachas of the nazir tar should be done with a razor as well. But if it's just to remove the hair that grew while he was Tomei, but there's no mitzvah in the act of the Tiglachas, then even if he uses some other implement to remove his hair, then it would be fine as well. What's the halacha? The Mishnah said 4 Tiglachias, and the Lashon was Umegaleach. Megaleach sounds like he shaves it. It sounds like he's using a razor. If it's only a Seir Tumah, it's just that you have to remove the mitzvah here that grew while you were tummy, but there's no mitzvah to do the teglachas. Afilu b'sholish nami sagile. Then why four? Three should be enough. It should be megaleach gimel. And by the way, also remove the here that grew while you were tummy. Shema mina from that loshen umegaleach arba teglachios, we can deduce that mishum mitzvah, that really it is a mitzvah. Shema mina hadron aloch shnei nazirin. Exhale. But just not get caught up here at the end of the Masechta, but we did speak out previously the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam's paskins like the Maskana of this Gemara, that the Teglachas that every Nozer Tomei has to do is a mitzvah. Not only does the Rambam say it's a mitzvah, but he brings it in the same mitzvah as the Teglachas of the Nozer Tar. The Rambam says that one of the mitzvahs of the Torah, one of the 613 mitzvahs in the Rambam's Minyan HaMitzvahs, is the Teglachas that a Nozer does. And the Rambam says there's two parts, there's two subcategories. There's the Teglachas that the Nozer Tahar does, and then there's Teglachas that the Nozer Tami does in the event that he's a Nozer. So the Rambam includes it all in one mitzvah. We spoke out once upon a time, Torah from the Brisker Rav, but either way, it's based on the Maskana of this Gemara, that it's not just the Hechetimtza to remove the hair that grew while the Nozer Tami was Tami, but there's a mitzvah saseh in the Teglachas of a Nozer Tomei, just like there's a mitzvah saseh in the teglachas of the Nozer Tar, and just like there's a mitzvah saseh in the two teglachios that every mitzvah does. Zok the Mishnah. New topic. Hakutim. Now, whenever the word kuti is mentioned in a Mishnah and Gemara, it's usually referring to a group of people, a sect of people. These were the people that were brought by the king of Asher after the Aseres HaShvatim were sent into Golas to populate Eretz Yisrael. And there was machlokes throughout Shas whether these kutim, who apparently converted at some point to Judaism, whether their geirus was a real authentic geirus, were they geiri emes, or were they only geiri arayas, they became geirim because they were being eaten up by lions. So either way, they were afraid, they were nisgayer machmas yiros. So it's always machlokes whether they were real geirim or not geirim. But in this Mishnah right here, the word kutim is almost a misnomer. The word is not kutim so much, it's akum. We don't mean those kutim. We're talking about Gentiles. Hakutim. Ein lahem nazirus, says the Mishnah. They do not have nazirus. And as we'll see in the Gemara, it's a little bit of a chiddush, because the Gemara learns from a Pasuk that a non-Jew is allowed to make nedarim and nedavos, and non-Jews were allowed to bring karbanos to the Beis HaMikdash while the Beis HaMikdash stood. Right? We know the story with Kamsa Bar Kamsa, with the Roman emperor who sent the Beis HaMikdash at the end of Bayesheni. But it's a halacha psuka. It's learned out from a pasuk in the Torah that uvdei kechavim anoydrin the noidvim, they can bring nedarim and nedavos. Stating that, says the Mishnah, nezirus is something that they cannot do. Noshim avodim yeshal nezirus, women and avodim, evit knani, however, do have nezirus. Chaymi benoshim avodim. There's a chumrah in the halacha that a isha has nezirus than there is versus the fact that an evit knani has nezirus. How so? Shu koyves avdoi, veina koyves ishtas. So we'll see more about this halacha in tomorrow's daf. But the Mishnah says that an evit knani who takes upon himself nezirus, the halacha is that his master, his adoin, can force him to violate his nazirah. So the most basic halach of a nazir is not allowed to drink wine. If the other wants his eved to drink wine, he can force him to drink wine. If a woman is mekabel nazirus and her husband wants her to drink wine, he cannot force her. What he could do is, what could he do? He could be made for the nazirus, but that you only have a certain window of time to do. You have one day that you can do it. Once the Zman HaFara passes, at that point you can't be Kaif anymore. In fact, the Mishnah is going to say that Evet Knani has a Chumra over Nashim. That's the next Mishnah, that Isha you can be Mefer the Neder, and Evet Knani you can't be Mefer. So they each have their own Chumra. When an Evet Knani is Mekabel Nazirus, there's no HaFara, the Odin can't be Mefer the Nazirus of his Evet Knani. However, he can occasionally force his Evet Knani to violate his Nazirus. The wife is the opposite. You could be Mefer the Nazirus, but once that window of time passes, if you are a Mefer at that point, you can't force her anymore. Zok the Gemara. Ketani, hakutim ein lahem nazirus. Non-Jews do not have nazirus. So if a non-Jew wants to be mekabel nazirus, he says, hareini nazir, it doesn't work. But not really, how do you know the Tanur Rabbanim? Because the pasuk says, the parsha of nazirus is introduced with the following pasuk, Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem isha isha ki yafli linder neder nazal hazal Hashem. So the pasuk begins, Daber el bnei Yisrael. Very simple. V'loy loy v'dikachavim dafko bnei Yisrael have nazirus not have v'dikachavim v'yamarta aleihem. And then the pasuk continues. It says v'yamarta aleihem, which would seem to be extra. Daber el bnei Yisrael v'yamarta aleihem. That's redundant if it's ever been any redundancy. That's it. So Dabba Bnei Yisrael, Yamarta Lehem. Says the Gemara, you know, Vamarta Lehem is coming to me, Marba, the Rabbi says, Avodim. So Bnei Yisrael, Velo Yoyevde Kechavim. However, Vamarta Lehem, the Rabbi is an Evid Knani. Freak the Gemara, Lomadli Kro, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that an Evid Knani is included in the Parashah of Naziros? Amrit, isn't there a rule that called Mitzvah Sheicha Chayevasba, Evid Chayevah? Any Mitzvah that a woman has, an Evid Knani has. So for example, Loisase, all the Loisase's in the Torah, that's 365 loisaseis, Noshim have, just like men, as a result, Evet Kenani also has. Mitzvah saseis has mangaroma that women are potter from, Evet Kenani is also going to be potter. But that's the rule. Wherever a isha's chayiv, an Evet Kenani is chayiv. And being that Noshim are included in the mitzvah, the parish of Naziros, Freit the Gemara, it should be obvious then that Evet Kenani is also included in the parish of Naziros. So why do I need a pasik of the Amartalem? Poshup Shah, why did the Gemara need the pasik? Because once we exclude a non-Jew, you would have thought an Evet Kenani who's a quasi-yid is also excluded. But it's true he's a quasi-yid, but we know his halach in Shulchan Aruch. He has the status of a yid, just like a woman does. And being that Nashem ha-shayich to Naziros, so it should be obvious that Evet Kenani ha-shayich to Naziros. Why do you need v'amart aleihem to be marba an Evet Kenani, amar rova shani hacha? Now, there's a svara why I would have thought that Naziris is different. It's not my because the pasuk says, Lesser Yisr al Nafshoi. Now, this is in the parasha of Nidre Yisr. The Torah says, Somewhat ish ki yidr nedel Hashem, O Yishav Ashvo, Lesser Yisr al Nafshoi. And the Torah says, Le'achal Dvorei, you have the Isurim and the mitzvahs of Nedarim. And we darshim, b'misha nafshi k'nuyoloi, that only someone who owns his nefesh can make Nidre Yisr. Yotza Eved, she'ei nafshi k'nuyoloi, as opposed to an Eved whose nefesh is not k'nuyoloi, he cannot make Nidre Yisr. More about this again in tomorrow's daf. So there's a drasha from where we learn that an Evet Kenani who's mekabel nidre yisr, not naziros, a regular nidre yisr, koinem basozei alai, it doesn't work because it says lesser yisr al nafshay. You have to be a balabas al nafshay in order to make nidre yisr. Otherwise, you can't. V'hoyle nafshay kenuyle, and being that his nefesh is not kenuyle, aim I would have thought gabi nazir nami loy, that maybe he can't be mekabel naziros either. Kamash malon. That's why we needed a pasuk for Marta Leim to say that even though he doesn't have nidre yisr, he is going to have a parsha of Nazir. So the question was, why do I need a pasuk? It should be obvious that Evet Kenani has Naziris, just like Anisha has Naziris. Says the Gemara, no, I'll tell you why. It's actually a very big Kiddush, because although Evet Kenani is like an Isha, there's a very noticeable difference with regards to halachas of Nedarim. Nashim can make Nedarim, whereas Evet Kenani cannot make a neder. So I would have thought if you can't make a neder, so too you can't be makabel naziris either. Naziris is a form of nidre yisr. You have the Gemara in the Darm, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, that has a hekesh, where makish a lot of halachas and naziris to halachas in the Darm. Yodis, hafara, it's all learned out via a hekesh between nidre yisr and naziris. I would have thought Evet Kenani is excluded from nidre yisr. Evet Kenani should be excluded from naziris as well. That's why I need a pasuk v'martalein to tell you that he's really included. Omar mar. Darbel b'nei Yisrael v'loy lo'ev dikicham. The first halacha of the Mishnah was hakute. Kutim are excluded from Naziris. And he brought the Makar to that. The Makar is Daber El Bnei Yisrael. Is that true that wherever it says Daber El Bnei Yisrael, it excludes Oivde Kechavim? Regarding the parish of Erechin, the Chsib, where it says Daber El Bnei Yisrael, but Tanya Lintan Abraisa Bnei Yisrael, Marichin, Veino Oivde Kechavim, Marichin, Oyid has Erechin, a guy doesn't have Erechin. So a Yid that says Erech Pleni Olai, it now obligates him to observe the halachas of Erechin. Whereas an Oivik Echavim, although he can make a neder, he can make a nedava, but if he says Erech Pleni Olai, he's excluded from the words B'nai Yisrael. But Yachal, the price continues, Yachal, are you in the Erechin? I would have thought that if somebody, a Yid, would say that I'm going to give the Erech of the Goy to the Mikdash, I would have thought it doesn't work. Talmud loymar ish. So it says the word ish to include even oivdei kechavim. So you have the parsha of Erechin. Dabri al b'nei Yisrael v'yamart aleihem ish ki yafli ned be'erkechon nefashos l'ashem. And the way the Gemara darshens the pasuk is that it says Dabri al b'nei Yisrael, and we learn from b'nei Yisrael to exclude oivdei kechavim. But then the pasuk continues and uses the word ish. Ish includes oivdei kechavim. That means Oivdei Kechavim are excluded from the parish of Erechin. They're also included to the parish of Erechin. So how do you have both? How could you be excluded, included at the same time? They're excluded from being Marichin. If a guy says Erech Pleni Olai, it's nothing. But they're included in terms of being Nerochin. That if a Yid would say Erech Pleini, referring to the guy Olai, then there would be a parsha of Erechin. So Bnei Yisrael is a miut, you do see that in the Braisa, but you also see that Ish is a riboy. So the Gemara's cash is, it's true by Nazar, it says, Dabrel Bnei Yisrael, v'yomart aleihem. So Dabrel Bnei Yisrael is an exclusion, it's coming to be Mema'et, But it also says isha isha ki yafal in the net. That's the next line in the pasuk. It says the word ish, and ish is always a riboy. So say the same thing with regards to nazir. You have a miut of oiv dekichavim, but you also have a riboy. Now, how would you reconcile the miut and the riboy? So for this already you need the rishayim based on the gemara later. The way you would reconcile it is that it could be oiv dekichavim on ismayit from the parsha of the karbonos of a nazir. And that's what Bnei Yisrael is mamayit. But ish is marba that they're included in the more general parsha of Naziros, that if a goy says, Areni Nazir, the Naziros is chal. So the Gemara's kasha is, how could you just say Darbil Bnei Yisrael is a miut? And that teaches me that goyim are excluded entirely from the parsha of Naziros at the same time that it says Bnei Yisrael, it also says ish. Ish is a riboy. What's the precedence for that? The parsha of Eruchin, where Bnei Yisrael is mamayit goyim from being marichin, but ish is marba if they can come to be Nerochin. So the same miut riboy you should imply to Nazir. Nazir will say, we're Mamayit, maybe from the Karbonos Nazir, and we'll include them into the halachas of the more general halachas of Nazir. Says the Gemara, Shani Hacha, you're right, good Kasha, that Ish could be Marba, but there's another reason why we'll know that Oiv dekichavim on esmayit from being nazirim. The Amar Kra, because the pasuk says lo aviv uleimoy lo yitam. One of the lachos of a nazir is he's not allowed to be mitama, and it says in the Torah not only can he not be mitama, he can't even be mitama to his father, to his mother, to any of the zayin kraven. He has the halachic status as a kohen gadol, not as a kohen, as it relates to the halachis of tumas nazir. But says the Gemara, we darshin lo aviv uleimoy lo yitam, but misha yesh lo yav. The parish of Nazir only applies to someone that has a father. As opposed to a guy who doesn't have a father. What do you mean doesn't have a father? Do we mean that he doesn't have a father? That he doesn't yarshin? It's not true. But does yarshin his father? As the pasuk says, you see, Esav, who was an Ovid Kechavim, had Yerusha. Maybe what it means is that he doesn't have a father in the sense that he doesn't have kibud avim. I mean, really, he does have a father. He even has Yerusha. However, he's excluded from kibud avim. And la'aviv ule'imay lo yatama tells me someone that has kibud avim. But being that he doesn't have kibud av, it's for that reason that he's excluded. Freit the Gemara, miksiv kabed avicha gabi nazir. It doesn't say the word kabed avicha. It says la'aviv. He has to have a father. He has a father. Not only does he have a father, but even has a Yerusha, miksev kabed avicho, gabi nazir, elo amar kro, lo aviv uleimoy lo yatam. You're right. So you can't be mamayit from there either. So then, how then are you mamayit? Amar kro, lo aviv uleimoy lo yatam. We learn it from the latter part of that pasuk. It says lo yatam, but mishi yesh lo tumo, yotza, evikechavim shen lo tumo. You know why a nazir, a goy can't be a nazir? Not because he doesn't have a father. He has a father. He has Yerusha. The fact that he doesn't have kibbutz, doesn't say anywhere in the parasha of Nazir you have to have kibud av in order to be included in the parasha. What he doesn't have is tumma, and it says, so someone who has a parasha of tumas mace, where if he comes in contact with a mace, he will become tumay, he has Nazir, as opposed to a guy. She ain't like tumma. How do you know the guy doesn't have tumma? We know the last two tumma, the Amar Krok, the pasuk says, ish ashe yitma v'lo yischata, v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ahim yitich ha-kol. So the Torah over there is referring someone who was tumay tumas meis, and he enters the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be chayv kares. And the Lashon HaPasuk is, v'nichrasa ha-nefesh ahim yitich ha-kol, says the Gemara, but mishi yesh le-kol. Who's included in the call? Yidin. We're part of the call. Yotzozeh, she'en le-kol. He's not included in a minion. He's not part of the call. So he's excluded from the call. But the Gemara says, mimai. You don't see in that pasuk that a guy doesn't have tum at all. All you see in that pasuk is that v'isha she'yitma v'le yischato v'nichrusa. He's included from karet. He's excluded from karet. Still, a karet, so believe a chay. Maybe karet is excluded from. Avol itmuye mitamu. Maybe tum he does have. So you have no right from there. Amakra, I have a different pasuk where I know that a goy doesn't have tumas meis. It says v'hiza hatora latome, and we darshan kol sheyesh loy tyra yesh loy tumah. V'chol sheein loy tyra ein loy tumah. Goy doesn't have tyra, so he shouldn't have tumah either. V'im a tyra hudloy havel tumah havila mechatesi. It's a good drasha. It says v'hiza hatora latome. So look in the rishayim, and the rishayim say it could be the pasuk coming to teach me something else. So that's not a good makar either. That a goy doesn't have tumas meis. Says the gemara, you're right. A different pasuk. Amakra, v'isha sheyitma v'lo yischata, someone who will be tummy v'lo yischata, he didn't become tar. Again, there's a hekesh between tumma and yischata, which means tyra. A guy doesn't have tyra, therefore a guy wouldn't have tumma. So, at this point, the makar that a goy would be excluded from being mekabel naziris is not merely from the fact that it says darbel bnei Yisrael. Because although darbel bnei Yisrael, it also says ish. Ish is a riboy, and just like by erichin, you see, we use the word ish to tell me that although a goy can't be a marich, he could be a nerach. Here too, in the parish of Nazir, ish will say that a goy maybe is excluded from the karbonis of a Nazir, but he's included in the more general parish of naziris. The Gemara thought that maybe he's excluded because it says la'aviv, but it's not true. He has a father in the sense that there's Yerusha, and although he doesn't have a father in the sense that he doesn't have a mitzvah of kibarav, there's nothing in the pasuk that would seem to suggest that you have to be included to kiburav in order to be included in the parashah of Nazir. Says the Gemara, you know why your guy is excluded from the Naziris? Because he doesn't have tumah. And one of the integral parts of the parashah of Nazir is he's not allowed to be metamah l'meis. Someone who's shayach to the parashah of tumah is shayach to Naziris. A guy is not shayach to the parashah of tumah. How do I know that? So the final pasuk is v'isha sheyitma v'lo yischata. Someone who has Taira has Tumah, Goy doesn't have Taira, as a result, he doesn't have Tumas Meis. If he doesn't have Tumas Meis, he's excluded from the parish of Naziris. Rav Acha b'Yakov Amar Shani Hoga, the pasuk says, the Amar Krov is Nachaltem Oysom, Livnechem Acharechem, Kol Sheyesh Loi Nachlo, Yesh Loi Tumah, V'Kol Sheyin Loi Nachlo, In Loi Tumah. You need help from the Rishonim to understand Pashim Shana and this Gemara. The way the Rishonim explain it is that the pasuk says, V'Chnaltem Oysom, Livnechem Acharechem. The context over there is that if somebody owes an Eved Kanani, he owns him forever. And he gives him over Biyarusha to his children, Vavali Loilam, etc. So he's somebody that is the serfs of once upon a time. He belongs to the family. And it goes over Biyarusha. But there's a drasha that says that only Yidin that own Evet Kananis can give over their Evet Kanani Biyarusha. But a non-Jew that owns an Evet Kanani can't give over the Evet Kanani Biyarusha. And it's based on alumnus that an Evet a ben noyach can't have a kinyan aguf and another ben noyach, but either way, it doesn't go over Yerusha. I mean that it doesn't go over Yerusha, although goyim are included in the general parsha of Yerusha, and that you see ki Yerusha le'isav nasati es harseir. So in that sense, they have a father, but they're not included entirely in the parsha of Yerusha. If they're not included entirely, there is some limitation in the la'aviv because they don't always yarsh from their father. Therefore, when it says in the parsha of Nazir la'aviv u'le'imay le'yatama, you could exclude from there a ben noyach. So the Gemara said that a goy does not have a mitzvah of nezirus, and it's because it says davar el bnei Yisrael. It says ish. Let's be marba goy. So we had a whole host of reasons why goyim on nesmayim. So the Gemara's kasha is that all the reasons that we mentioned for why goyim on nesmayim from nezirus should apply to Evet Kanani as well. So that although the Gemara in the beginning of the sugya brought up makar va'amarta aleihem to be marba Evet Kanani, but you also had a riboy for Evet Kechavim. What was the riboy? Ish. And we said, despite the fact that there's a riboy ish, still, because of the fact that he's not in the parish of La'aviv u'le'imai lo yitama, he's excluded. So just like a guy is not in the parish of La'aviv u'le'imai lo yitama, and Evet Kanani is also not in the parish of La'aviv u'le'imai lo yitama, he doesn't either have Tumas Meis. So if he doesn't have Tumas Meis, despite the fact that it says, V'amart aleim, Evet Kanani should be nismai from Naziris, Ihochi avadim nami loy, Ela ma'rava. So Rava had no choice, Ela ma'rava, to answer the original question is false. Again, what was the original question? The Mishnah began Hakutim Inlam Naziris. What was the Makar? Because the parish of Naziris is introduced with the words Dabrel b'nei Yisrael, b'nei Yisrael, v'loy lo evdik yichavim. The Gemara asked the Kasha, it says the same Dabrel b'nei Yisrael in the parish of Erechin, and we say that being that it says right after that ish, ish is a riboy. B'nei Yisrael is memayet that evdik yichavim are not marichin, ish is marba, that they're nerochin. Here too in the parish of Naziris it says ish, so we should say b'nei Yisrael is a miut, ish is a riboy. How do you reconcile the miut and the riboy? The miut is memayet evdik yichavim from the karbonis nazir, and ish, the riboy, is marba evdik yichavim in the general parish of Naziris. So Rava said it doesn't work. That's the drasha by Erechin. That works. But hacha, could you make the same drasha? What would the drasha be? Bnei Yisrael noizrim uvi'in carbon. Vein oivdik echavim noizrim uvi'in carbon. Bnei Yisrael will be mamayit oivdik echavim from the carbon. Yochel aflu ili nazirim klal. And I would have thought that maybe they should be excluded from being nazirim entirely. Talmud loy mar ish amri. Says where you can't say that because imishum carbon lav mihacha nafkale. I don't need this pasuk to tell me that a goy can't bring the carbon in the zeros. Mehasim, I know from somewhere else, and I know it from the word lo oila. That word lo oila is in Parshas Emor. It's vayikra perikapes pasuk yudches. I'm reading the pasuk from the bottom. Darbel ne Yisrael the el darbel laharin velbona velkol ben Yisrael v'yamart aleiv ish ish mi beis Yisrael umenager. Be Yisrael, Asher Yakriv Karbonei L'chol Nidreyem, U'L'chol Nidvoisam, Asher Ekriv El Hashem L'Oilo. And from this pasuk, Ish, Ish, Libes Yisrael, we learn not only a Yid, but even a Goy, a Ger, Asher Yakriv Karbonoi, L'chol Nidreim, L'chol Nidvoisim, they can bring Karbonois, L'Hashem L'Oila. And we learn from here that a Goy could bring Karbonois. We also learn from here that every time a Goy brings a Karbon, it's only an Oila. And we also learn that there's a specific Karbonois that a Goy can bring. And one of the things we know a Goy cannot bring is Karbonois Nizeros, Diver Yisag Lili, and that's where Yisag Lili said in Abraisa. So I know already that a Goy can't bring Karbonois Nizeros. I don't need B'nai Yisrael to teach me that. I know that from the word L'Oila, in the pasuk that includes goyim into being able to bring korbanos in the first place. So when it says B'nai Yisrael, I don't need to be my korbanos nazirim. What then is it coming to be my? It's coming to be my that they're not nazirim at all. Meaning there's no miut and riboy. By erichin, you can reconcile the miut and the riboy. Miut is they're not my rechin. The riboy is that they are neruchin. But over here, there's no miut. What was the miut? The miut is that they don't have korbanos nazirim. We anyways know they don't have korbanos nazirim. Eim afreit the gemara B'nai Yisrael noizim nazirim soilam. They ain't oiv the kechavim noizim nazirim soilam. Maybe I have a miut and a riboy. Maybe the miut is they can't be a nazir oilam. And the riboy is that you would have thought that maybe they can't be nazirim at all. Maybe that's the miut riboy, not miut karbonis nazirus. Because you're right, for that I know I have a different pasuk. But maybe the miut is that they can't be a nazir oilam, and the riboy is that they could be nazir. But the gemara says, niksiv nazir doesn't say nazir oilam anymore. It says that they're excluded from the general parsha of nazir. So whatever the miut is going to be, it has to be a miut from the general parsha of nazir. Ema bnei Yisrael madirim bnei and benazir. Maybe they're excluded from being able to make their children into nazir. The sugya, the geshmak is sugya, and tafchav. Earlier in the Masechta, they ain't oiv the kechavim madirim b'nei and b'nazar. But yachal lo yiu nazirim tamalei ma'ish. Maybe the way again you reconcile the miut and the riboy is the miut is that they can't make their children, their sons into nazirim. The riboy is that they are included in the parsha of nazirim. So again, ish maybe is a riboy to tell me that they're nazirim. But the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan halacha he b'nazar. Rabbi Yochanan said, how do we know that ish madir is b'nei b'nazar? It's learned out from halacha l'moshe misinai, and there's a very important tesis here with a very important hagah from Rabbi Kivegar and Gilyan Hashas. Says tesis. So what does the Gemara mean? What's the punchline? The point is that being that the whole halach of Ish Madras B'nei B'Nazir is all halach L'mei Shem Yisinai, it can't be that there's a pasuk in the Torah that's coming to say that the halach L'mei Shem Yisinai applies to A and not to B. Because psukim don't talk to halach L'mei Shem Yisinai. It's two different realms. There's halach L'mei Shem Yisinai, there's a pasuk. There's no drasha that's talking to halach L'mei Shem Yisinai. Tosfos Lashon is, ain't svara the lacy miyuta Lemute davash ina yala alach lemesh misinai. Reb Kivegar's mitzayin at Tosfos Vachon Daf Hey, where Tosfos has a mufurish discussion, and Tosfos comes out not that way. That psukim could be talk to alach lemesh misinai, and it could be there's a drasha that's coming to be mamayit or marba something that I only know mikayich alach lemesh misinai. But that's why Tosfos is mafarish the Gemara that being that the whole alach of ishmadar b'nei benazir is all alach lemesh misinai. It's not mistaber then that we have a miut of b'nei Yisrael b'loy evik echavim that's coming to mamayit and say that the alach lemesh misinai only applies to Yisrael, but it doesn't apply to evik echavim. Eim afreid the Gemara b'nei Yisrael megalchem al nazirus avim vein evik echavim megalchem al nazirus avim. Maybe the miut and the riba can be reconciled differently, and that is there was a halacha earlier that if a father and a son were both mekabel nazirus, and then the father died. He left over money that was already set aside for the nazirus, one of the more complicated sugyas in nazir. So, given certain criteria met, the son can now use that money to bring karbonis for his own nazirus. So, maybe that's what the miut is for. Yochel yo nazir talmud loymar ish. Maybe that's what. It's again, the miut is that he's excluded from that halach, and ish is marba that he's included in the regular parish of Nazirus. So the Gemara gives the same teretz. So itmar amar Rabbi Yochanan halachi ben Nazir. No, it's halachi ben Nazir, and being that it's halach l'mei Shem Yisina, it's not mistaber that that's coming to exclude from halach l'mei Shem Yisina. So bottom line, we had the first halach of the Mishnah, hakutim einlam Nazirus, non-Jews, although they can bring karbonos, then noidrin, they can bring the davis. So although that is the halacha, however, he's excluded from the parsha of Nazirus. That was the first halacha of Akutim Einlam Nazirus. What's the makar? So either the makar is Dabro B'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael V'loi Oiv D'Kechavim. I, doesn't it say Ish? And by Erechim, we use Ish to be Marba. For whatever reason, that doesn't apply over here. Or it could be he's Nesmayit because it says La'ovav L'Ime L'Yatama, only someone that has Tumas Meis. A guy doesn't have Tumas Meis, he's going to be excluded. And although Akuti, a non-Jew, cannot become a Nazir, an Ever Kanani can become a Nazir, and Eved Kenani is a Chiddush. The Chiddush is that although an Eved Kenani cannot make Nidre Isser, still he can be a Nazir. If you think about it, it's literally the reverse. A Goy has Nedarim and Nedavis in general, however, he doesn't have Naziris. An Eved Kenani is excluded from Nedarim in general, or at least Nidre Isser, however, he could bring Nedarim, could be Mekabel Naziris. And more about this tomorrow. Rabbi Nathan pointed out on the Gemara, Namad Aleph, that the Gemara seemed to say for a Dover Pashat, that a Benoyach does not have a mitzvah of kibudav. Benoyach doesn't have a mitzvah to respect his father. The Gemara wanted to learn that la'aviv ul'imay lo yatamo, that the word la'aviv is coming to exclude Benoyach. The Gemara said it's not true. Benoyach does have a father. You see, he has Yerusha, but in kibudav ve'em he doesn't. So it seemed very clear from this Gemara, Nazar daf samach aleph amud aleph, a very important maramokim, that a Benoyach does not have a mitzvah of kibudav. The truth is, there are two other Gemaras in Shas that would seem to suggest the same thing. There's a Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin daf nun vav amud beis, v'tanya eser mitzvahs in Savi Yisrael b'mara. When the Yidden were in Mara, they were nitzdava 10 mitzvahs. What were the 10 mitzvahs? Sheva shekiblu aleihem b'nei Noach. The sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach. V'hoisifu aleihem. And in addition to the sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noach, they got a few more. Dinim v'shabbos v'kibud aveihem. They got dinim, shabbos, v'kibud aveihem. So if the three extra that they were nitzdava in Mara, one of them was kibud aveihem. So it's clearly implied that before they were in Mara, when they were only b'nei Noach, they didn't have a mitzvah of kibud aveihem. So again, it would seem to be a mefurish Gemara that there was no mitzvah of kibud aveihem until the year they were in Mara. It's not one of the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. There was no other reason that they were chayev. It was first nitztava to them when they were in Mara. Incidentally, I remember that, I believe, the Maariv Chios is medayik from this Gemara. Eser mitzvahs nitztavu, 10. And what were the 10? The Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach, plus 3. Dinim, Shabbos, and Kibud Av Ve'ev. Kibud Av Ve'ev, is it one mitzvah or is it two mitzvahs? Is there one mitzvah of Kibud Av, and there's another mitzvah of Kibud Av, or is there one mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'ev? It's actually a discussion in the Moinei HaMitzvahs, the Ramban and Sefer HaMitzvahs. So the Maariv Chios brings a raya from this Gemara, because it says 10 mitzvahs, and the extra 3 were Dinim, Shabbos, and Kibud Av Ve'ev. If Kibud Av Ve'ev would be 2, then it would be 4 extra. It wouldn't be 3 extra. Either way, that's the Or of the Maariv Chios. But this is a clear Gemara, that they didn't have Kibud Av Ve'ev until they came to Gemara. A third Gemara, a well-known Gemara, and that's the Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara that we all know. Shaluus Rabbi Eliezer, Ad Heichon Kibud Av Ve'ev. How far, or how important, is kibud av ve'em? To what lengths does a person have to go? Amar lahem, so he told them, Tzuru ma'aso evi kichav v'nev chalav v'ashkelon. I'll tell you a story about a non-Jew who was mekayim mitzvahs kibud av ve'em in Ashkelon. The Dama ben Asina Shemoy. His name was Dama ben Asina. Bikshav v'nech hachavim avonim le'efod b'shishim ribei schar. The chachamim wanted to buy from him avonim, certain jewels that they were going to use for the efod, and they were willing to spend a lot of money. Rav Masni, Rav Kana Masni, B'shmoyne Riboy. Achleik is how much it was, but it was a lot of money. V'hoyim afteich munuch tachas m'rashi shalva. So they come, they need it right now, it's important, time is of the essence. And the problem was, Dabba ben Nesina's father, Nesina, the infamous Nesina, is lying, and he's sleeping on top of the key where these avanim are, and there's just no way for him to get it. And he didn't wake him up. L'shono acheres, the following year, Nasan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Scharei, Hashem rewarded him. She'noldoloi para aduma be'edroi, and nichnesu chach Mi'Yisrael etzloi. The chach Mi'Yisrael came to him. Amar lehem, so Dabba ben Nesina tells them, right, they wanted to buy the para aduma, the very rear. He said, Yodei ani b'chem shem, ani mevakish mechem kol momen sheba'ilu matan oisunli. I know I could charge you whatever I want. Elo, in ani mevakish mechem elo, isim momen shesadati b'shchol kvoid abu. All I want is the money that I could have gotten had I woken up my father. I want you to reimburse me what it was that I lost because of the kibud aveim that I did. V'amar Rab Chanina. So Rab Chanina said, "Uma misha'ena mitzvah v'vayisa." This is the punchline. Ma doch someone who's not mitzvah v'vayisa kach gets rewarded so incredibly for the mitzvah of kibud aveim. Mitzvah v'vayisa. If someone is mitzvah v'vayisa, alachas kama v'kama. Amar Rab Chanina, gadol mitzvah v'vayisa. Misha'ena mitzvah v'vayisa. It's a mefurish gemara that Dama ben Asina did not have a mitzvah of kibud aveim. So we have three gemaras. We have Nazir Samach Aleph Amid Aleph, we have Sanhedrin and Vav Amid Beis, we have Kedushin Lamid Aleph Amid Aleph, that all would seem to suggest that Ben Noach does not have a mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'em. The question is why? Why would Ben Noach not have a mitzvah of Kibud Av Ve'em? So I was thinking two svaras. One svara, you could say, based on a Prima Gadim, there's a well-known Prima Gadim that says that although the halach is Achri Rabim Lahatis, we go Basir Roiv, Ben Noach don't have Roiv. That's a Prima Gadim that the Achreinim quote in different places. Ben Noach do not have Roiv. Roiv is a Chiddish, only Yidden have Roiv, Ben Noach don't have Roiv. How do you know someone's father is his father? Roiv Bilas Achrabal. So if a guy doesn't have Roiv, there's no Roiv Bilas Achrabal. Maybe that's why he doesn't have Kibud Av. I look in the Sha'ar Mitzvonim Balacha, Baruch Shekivanti. I saw he suggests the same reason maybe why there'd be no mitzvahs Kibud Av. But the Nafkamina would be if there's a mitzvah of Kibud Ein. A father, that's Roiv Bilas Achrabal. What about Ein? So it could be Anachinami. Maybe all these Gemaras are all discussing Kibud Av, maybe not Kibud Ein. Incidentally, maybe that would be a teretz to the maritzchias is kasha. Okay, but either way, that would be one suggestion. Another time you can argue is based on Tosfos Ksubis Daf Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara Perek Ha'Oral. We know the Gemara says Afkari Rachmanu Lazari Da'iv Dikechavim, that Oiv Dikechavim have no yichos to their father. Why? Because Zirmas Susim Zirmasim, the zera of a guy, which ultimately results in his child, is like the zera of a sus, and therefore, just like there's no yichos when it comes to Ferdin, so too there's no yichus when it comes to Bnei Noach as well. Rabbeinu Tam famously said it in the context of a married woman, an Eishes Ish, who's Mizana Tachas Baila. So what's the halacha? We're soon going to learn Masechta Saita. Kishem Shasru Labal, Kach Asru Labayel, she has a din of a Zayna. Rabbeinu Tam said a Gevaldig Chiddush. Rabbeinu Tam said that if a married woman is Mizana to a non-Jew, she doesn't become Asur Labayla. And there's no halacha of Kishem Shasur Labal, Kach Asur Labayl, and it was based on this idea, because Zir Masusim Zir Masam. It's not even a Maisa Bia, it's a Maisa Zir Masusim. It's not a Maisa Bia. That's the famous Rabbeinu Tam, Gimel Amud Beis, Esther and Achashverosh, Yael and Sisra. So obviously there's a lot to talk about that. But that's the basic halacha of Rabbeinu Tam. So if that's true, it could be that would relate to Kibbut Avayim as well. But that would be another reason, perhaps, why there's no Kibbut Avayim. If there's a Chasarin in Yichus, that Chasarin just like it manifests itself with regards to the halachas of Yichos and Hilchos Soita, it could be it would relate to Hilchos Kibbut Avayim as well. But either way, three Gemaras that would seem to suggest that a Ben Noach does not have a mitzvah of Kibbut Avayim. The problem is, we know the Rishonim all say that Bnei Noach were given seven mitzvahs, plus, if you read the fine print, all mitzvah sichlius, any mitzvah that the seichel is mechayev, Bnei Noach have. And it's said B'Shem the Ramban and Rabbeinu Nissim Goyin and the Cheskuni, all the Rishonim at some place or another seem to say that Bnei Noach are mitzvah on mitzvah sichlius, and Ein Locha mitzvah sichli gadol mikibud aveim. So the kash is that how could you have three gemaras that say that a Bnei Noach doesn't have a mitzvah of kibud av if there's a mitzvah sichli lechura based on a mitzvah sichli, Bnei Noach should have a mitzvah. This discussion is very much related to this week's parsha, because Rashi, this week's parasha begins with Vayomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha. Hashem comes to Avram and he gives him a mitzvah. Lech lecha me'artzecha, me'miladetcha, me'beis avicha, el ha'oretz asher arek. I'm not telling you where you're supposed to go. Lech lecha, you go. Avram, the Ramban, we spoke this out last week, why he decides to go to Yisrael, but he gets a mitzvah lech lecha to leave his father's house. Now if you look at the end of parashas Noach, what's the last pasuk in parashas Noach? Vayiyu me terach chom neishonav masayim, shonav vayomas terach b'char. Terach died. So terach dies in the last pasuk in parashas Noach, and parashas lech lecha begins, chronologically, right after terach dies, with vayeyem Hashem al Avram lech lecha. Says Rashi, in the end of parashas Noach, that if you know the rest of the story, you know the chronology is out of order. Because really, terach was alive when Avram left to go to Eretz Yisrael. So Frank Rashi, quoting Chazal, it's a medrash, that why did the Torah distort the sequence of events? If Terach died after Avram left, so just say it the way it happened. Whenever Terach dies, Terach died. It's the second to last Rashi in Parashas Noach. The Torah was hiding something. The Torah didn't want us to know the facts exactly the way they play out. Because we didn't want that people should know that Avram left his aging father, Terach, to go be Mekai in the Mitzvah Hashem. Because we didn't want that people should say, like Kayim Avram as Kibbut Aviv. Shehinichoy Zokein v'holach loy. L'fichach, it's for that reason, the Torah says Terach died, even though he didn't die. Could you lie? Says Rashi, you're not lying. Because Rishon b'chayeyem kriyim esim. So you're not really lying. Either way, the Torah distorted the sequence of events so that it shouldn't look as if Avram wasn't Mekai in the Mitzvah. Keep it up. In fact, there's a medrash in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha that way, V'yayim Hashem al Avram Lech Lecha, the first thing Avram Avinu tells Hashem, what do you mean? I have a mitzvah, keep it up. I can't just pick myself up and go, my father Terach's alive. So it seemed from this chazal anyways that there was a mitzvah of Kibbut Av. That's why the Torah had to distort the Seder Hadvarim, the Medrash in the beginning of Parashas Lech Lecha. But just one interesting thing, it's Yadua, the Halach in Shulchan Aruch is that if somebody has a father that's a Rasha, he's not mechuyev to be mechabed his father. Someone only has a mitzvah of Kibbut Av if his father's an Oysa Maisa Amcha. But if he's not an Oysa Maisa Amcha, he has no obligation. That is the Psak Halach. It's based on the Torah in Yerideh Sim and Reish Mem. The Halach is of Kibbut Avim. The Rambam argues. The Rambam Shita is that a child has an obligation to have covet for his father, even if his father's a Rasha, even if he's not an Oysa Maisa Amcha. The Bach in Sim and Reish Mem brings a Raya to the Rambam from this Rashi. Because Rashi says that Avram had a mitzvah of Kibbut Av to respect his father Terach. Terach was a Rasha. Rashi says it in the same breath. Rishon b'chayim kriyim mesim. That's what the Torah was allowed to say by Yomas Terech, even though really he was alive. And still, you see, Adam mitzvah kibarav says oktabach. That's a right to the Rambam Shita that a child has an obligation to honor his father, even if his father is a rasha, which is really a kasha on the Torah. It's a kasha on the Psak Halacha. Raya to the Rambam would be a kasha on the Torah. We paskin that a child does not have an obligation to respect his father. So how do you reconcile this? I once heard a beautiful teretz from Moshe Maya Lederman Shlita. He said that we know there's a discussion whether the Ovis, who were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, did they have a din of a Yisrael because they were Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula? Or maybe even though they kept the Torah, they had a din of a Menach. There was no such thing as a Yid until Matan Torah. After Matan Torah was something called a Yid. But until then, even if the Ovis or anyone else kept the Torah, in Halacha they still had the status of a Ben Noach. But there's one Svara that says that even if they had a din of a Yisrael, it was only L'chumra they had a din of a Yisrael. But L'chumra, they certainly had a din of a Ben Noach as well. I mean, it could be L'chumra they were Yidden. They were maybe Mitzdar Flaminian, whatever. But they also, L'chumra, certainly had the status of a Ben Noach as well. So he said, what would be the Nafka Mina, whether someone is M'chuyiv and has the mitzvah kibra ve'eim because the Torah says kabbat esavicha v'asimecha, or a person has an obligation kibra ve'eim because he's a ben noach, and as we said, the Rishonim say that by a mitzvah sichli could be the b'nei noach wa mitzvah. He said, there'd be many nafkaminas. One nafkamin would be if your father's a rasha. Meaning, if the reason you're chayiv on kibra ve'eim is because the seichel's mechayiv of kiburav. Because the mitzvah sechli. What's the mitzvah sechli? Your father raised you. Doesn't matter if bechadri chadarim is an eichel nevelos. Now all of a sudden you don't have to have a karsa teifim. All of a sudden you don't have to respect him. The svara of oisa maisa amcha is only a svara if your obligation to mitzvah's kibra the aim is because the Torah said kabed asavicha. Torah said kabed asavicha. There's a clause. There's a caveat. Only if he's an oisa maisa amcha. If he's not an oisa maisa amcha, maybe there's no obligation. But if you're chiyev as al mitzvah sichli, certainly you're going to be chayev. So sokra Moshe Meyer, it could be Avraham was mekayim kol Torah kula. Now it could be Chazal say it could be he had a din of a Yisrael, but he also had a din of a bnei lechumra and a bnei noach hamitzuv in kibra the aim, albeit lechumra. And being that that mitzuvah in kibra the aim, therefore, and Ben Noach who's chayiv and kibud aveim is chayiv because the seichel is mechayiv, and the seichel is mechayiv even if your father's a rasha. So al says din Ben Noach he was chayiv to mechayiv his father Terach, despite the fact he was a rasha. Could be if his only chiyuv would have been the chiyuv of kabed asavicha, he taka wouldn't have had a chiyuv to his father Terach because a yid is not mechuyiv to be mechabed his father if his father's a rasha. I Avraham had a mitzvah mechabed Terach that wasn't mitzad his din Yisrael mitzad kabed asavicha. It was his mitzad his din Ben Noach. Or Ben Noach is chayiv and kibudav mitzad mitzvah sichli. And in the world of mitzvah sichli, there's no svar to mechalik between of rasha, not rasha. That's why he had a mitzvah is meyushiv the bach's kasha.